Exclusive, poll, Stefanik surges in New York after Kathy Hochul endorses mom Donny. By Bradley J. on October 8, 2025. House Republican Leadership Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, is nipping at Governor Kathy Hochul's DNY heels after the embattled governor endorsed Democrat nominee Zohran Mamdani for New York City mayor. The statewide poll obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, conducted on behalf of EPAC, Stefanik's leadership PAC, shows Kathy Hochul in a deeply vulnerable position with Stefanik within 5 points of Hochul heading into the 2026 election. Among the 1,250 likely voters surveyed, Hochul leads only 48% to 43%. Once voters contacted by the polls are aware of their positions, Stefanik leads Hochul by 1 point, 46.4% to Hochul's 45.9%. The data is clear that Kathy Hochul, the worst governor in America, is a deeply embattled and historically unpopular failed governor who is struggling to even gain support from her own party, Stefanik said in a statement. It is now crystal clear why Kathy Hochul bent the knee to the communist anti-Semite running for mayor of New York City because she desperately needed to shore up her own party. Hochul's endorsement of the radical Mamdani shocked many political prognosticators, including President Donald Trump. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York has endorsed the little communist, Zohran Mamdani, running for mayor of New York. "This is a rather shocking development, and a very bad one for New York City," he posted on Truth Social. "How can such a thing happen? Washington will be watching this situation very closely. No reason to be sending good money after bad." Hochul's stunt does not appear to be working. Mamdani did not endorse the unpopular Hochul after she endorsed him. The polarizing Mamdani has little reason to quickly endorse Hochul. Her popularity since her election has plummeted as her stewardship of the state has earned little praise, including from her own party. Kathy Hochul has destroyed New York State, creating an affordability crisis with the highest taxes in the nation and the highest energy, utility, rent, and grocery bills, Stefanik said in her statement. Kathy Hochul's single-party Democrat rule affordability crisis, coupled with the crime crisis from failed bail reform, combined with the sanctuary state policies, putting criminals and illegals first and New Yorkers last, is a political disaster for Hochul. Alex DeGrasse, Team Elise executive director, called the poll devastating for the worst governor in America, adding that Hochul's dismal record of failure in bending the knee to Kami Mamdani is causing her already weak support to crater across New York. "Voters want change in a governor who will fight for them, which is why they will resoundingly reject Kathy Hochul for new leadership in Elise Stefanik if she decides to run for governor," he said. Stefanik's support comes despite her not yet entering the race. What is truly remarkable about this poll is that this is before Elise has even formally announced her campaign, DeGrasse said. "There is a reason why Kathy is running scared." Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.